Lysian began helping Burby to clear away the tea things.
That's a kind observation, Geary. We'd all do well to remember it. Come on, young Tribsy, you can carry this teapot.
Supper was held in Great Hall for the main body of Redwallers. After saying grace, Abbess Lysian requested that a separate meal be served in Cavern Hall for the riddle solvers. Though smaller, Cavern Hall was more cosy, with armchairs and cushioned wall ledges. It was also well lit by lanterns, and a fire burned in the hearth. Friar Bibble and his assistants set up a buffet for Tyria and her friends. The meal included a long chestnut and apple platter with a crispy golden crust, bean and scallion soup, and summer salad. The dessert was a batch of red currant tart with meadow cream. There was cherry cordial to drink, plus the obligatory pot of tea for Lysian and Burby. Old Quelp put in an appearance, happily roused by the discovery of the Geminia tome. He and Snowdrop took it off to a moss-padded niche. Ignoring the company, they set to work on an eager study of the book. Not wanting to disturb the avid scholars, Tyria and her father, joined by Brinty, Tribsy, Giri, Lysian, Burby and Brink, sat in an opposite corner, discussing the Ottermaid's forthcoming journey to the as-yet-mysterious Green Isle. Brink was most concerned about a boat for the voyage. Once again, the helpful Abbess had an idea to propose.
Skipper, you and Brink were close to the water meadow in Mossflower Wood yesterday. I'm fairly certain that the Gows and Shrews meet there for their midsummer festival around this time. Do you think they might be there now?
Banjon perked up considerably.
What would we do without you, Mother Abbess? Me and Brinkle set out for the water meadow first thing tomorrow. If and my old mate Lagalagurfer is there, he'll soon sort a boat out for that gell of mine.
Tribsy took his snout out of a soup bowl long enough to inquire.
What be the galsam and a Lagalagurfer, sir?
The Abbess explained patiently to the young mole.
Galsam are our shrew friends. Each letter of their name stands for what they are. Gorilla Union of Shrews in Mossflower. Galsam. Their chieftain is called the Logalog. Skipper, I never knew that Logalog Earther was a friend of yours.
Banjin cut himself a slice of the wholesome-looking plat.
Oh, aye, marm, that he was. Though it was afore you was Abbess. We was young buckos together. I sailed many a stream with Earther before they chose him as a Logalog.
Tyria helped herself to a tart.
And you think he'll help me get a boat, Skip?
Her father winked broadly at her.
Earther don't forget his old mates. You'll see, girl.
Burby poured more tea for herself and Lysian.
Her! That bees if and Miss Tyria don't get to hold to saily boat. By a girt time, them scullery beast taken to Salvi Wriggle.
Giri called over to Quelt and Snowdrop.
Well, have you two found anything in that old book yet?
Without looking up, the old recorder answered.
Yes, it seems we have, young un.
Giri's tail rose stiffly, a sure sign of indignation in Squiddle folk.
Well, thanks a lot for not telling us.
The Abbess reproved him instantly.
Giri, don't be so rude to your elders. We must make allowances for old scholars. They don't see things as we do.
She turned politely to old Quelt and his assistant.
Pardon me, but would it be possible to see what you've discovered, please?
Between them, the pair carried the open book over. Sister Snowdrop tapped the page.
Right here you will see two references concerning the information you seek. However, we have yet to solve them. Giri, perhaps you'd like to read the first clue out.
The young squirrel read aloud from the Geminia tome.
Linger shore for the lee. I set my trick carefully. My home lies o'er the sea. You'll find the title names me. Is.